Podcast is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's May 27, 2007, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, on May 24th, you said you would like to get Paris Hilton to be Demetrius's traveling companion. Why? I mean, really, if they were off somewhere without me, I'd never get a night's sleep.
Ah, come on, Alora. You mean to tell me that you wouldn't trust Demetrius with another good-looking woman? I mean, Demetrius is a man of distinction. You could trust him anywhere, anytime. But can you imagine, Alora, her influence and her financial abilities combined with your powers, what you could accomplish, what you could do for the world? I mean, it would be a perfect combination, Alora. And probably by that time, with her support, you would be bringing in plenty of money of your own that you would be able to use. But the combined effort would be tremendous, Alora, if she would accept what God wants her to do and become the person that God wants her to be. She could do incredible things. And I think Demetrius could be trusted. He would never do anything without your consent, and you know that.
I'm sure you're just kidding, Nazarene, but you're scaring me. You're really scaring me.
What is that old expression, Alora? The fear of something is nowhere near the reality of it?
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Polly. If you like fiction stories filled with action and adventure, you'll love Trouble in the Past by Speaker Gerald Polly, featuring the Ancient One and his companions, the Axeman and Durga. You can find it free online at www.voicesfromspirit.com/tp/cover.htm. The Ancient One appears in many issues of Voices from Spirit magazine. We're back! What about me, Nazarene? If Demetrius is going to be having a traveling companion like that, who would I get?
Well, I don't know, Alora. There's so many bad boys in Hollywood that would be very good, but it would have to be somebody young and energetic, because an old guy could never keep up with you. But we would find somebody, Alora, I'm quite sure, somebody that's being a very bad boy that would see the light and come to God's work and become devoted to you and Demetrius and be your traveling companion and your protector and help you do God's work. I'm quite sure we would find somebody. Do you have anybody at all in mind?
Nazarene, I never really thought about it. The only one I can think of might be Kevin Federline, but I don't think having been married to Britney Spears and making a rap song record makes him qualified, do you?
Well, that might be someone that would be of extreme use to us, Alora. Imagine if he made records using John Lennon's new music or Kurt Cobain's and converted to God's service. Now that would be a miracle, wouldn't it? That would show the power of God. That would show his glory. Anything is possible, Alora. Never think that anything is impossible when you're working with God, because God has power beyond wonder. That is a possibility.
I'm glad we're just kidding around, Nazarene, because this is silly.
Sure, Alora, keep thinking that. We're just kidding around. We're just kidding around and having a good time. Just keep thinking that.
Jesus may be reached at heresjesus777@yahoo.com. We'll be back again. ¶¶